all we need to do is do a better job of understanding if we're willing to be uncomfortable.
Yeah.
If we're willing to bring cameras out, if we're willing to go drive to San Diego, fly from New York, come from Tempe, Arizona. If you're willing to do that work,
yeah,
magic can happen.
100%.
And it's not just for us in this room. It's once we publish it online, you have no idea who's watching on LinkedIn.
Yeah.
You have no idea who's listening on Spotify. Hey! Spit hot fire.
I love it. All right, we are back for another episode of Hospitable. Hospitable is a podcast where we discover how to make hospitality, the hospitality industry, more human through technology. And with that, my guest today, we've been running in different circles and we've realized through meeting here that we have way too many like random connections, which I freaking love. This is Sean Walshef. He is podcast host, founder of Cali Barbecue Media, founder of Cali Barbecue. You're on the customer advisory board at Toast. You're a content creator for Entrepreneur Media. And we're here at your restaurant in San Diego. So first, I want to say thank you for being hospitable to us, letting us shoot, letting us have the run of your shop while they're trying to get, I know you cannot smell this, but I promise you the smells in here right now have me just drooling. I cannot wait for this. And those that know me being from Kansas City, I love my barbecue. So I'm so excited for this. Thank you so much for being here and for letting us use your space. I appreciate you.
Well, welcome to San Diego. We're going to have a great conversation. We're going to share all the secrets.
I cannot wait.
The barbecue secrets, the hospitality secrets, the technology secrets, and storytelling secrets.
I cannot wait. And so one of the things that I love about you is you help hospitality brands and leaders tell better stories. And you have this motto of being the show, not the commercial. Walk me back. I know we'll get into your backstory, but walk me back. When did that light bulb click for you?
You know, we're located in a part of San Diego that most people, friends of mine, when I got into this business in 2008, they said, first of all, 2008, terrible time to open up a restaurant. And then they said, you picked a terrible location. And then we started doing barbecue, which is a very difficult product on the West Coast. So odds stacked against us. And even though the odds were stacked against us, the belief that we always had was that if we make incredible barbecue and if we provide phenomenal hospitality, we make memorable moments for people, then we'll start to build a good business. Mm-hmm. And once we start to build a good business, then other people are going to come and tell our story.
Yeah.
Legacy media, the radio, the newspapers, the local TV, they're going to come and tell our story. We're going to have more people fill our restaurant, be profitable, be able to open up more restaurants.
I love that. And you know that, especially when it comes to food is such an experience, right? It reminds you of your childhood, reminds you of where you're from, or just that the people you're with, it can have such an impact. And it's such it's a word of mouth game, right? So you were telling me a little bit about this location specifically.
Yep.
It has very special meaning for you. So why don't you share that with us?
Sure. I mean, I grew up busing tables in this restaurant. You know, when I was 13 years old, I had a very privileged background. I never met my father, but my grandfather, my Bulgarian grandfather, I call him the Bulgarian Mamba in my life. He raised me and he taught me at an early age the value of hard work. I hated hard work when I was a kid. You know, all of my kids, all my friends grew up in La Jolla. La Jolla is called the Jewel. Very privileged, very affluent neighborhood. And on the weekends, I would leave La Jolla and come out here to Spring Valley and bus tables. And every weekend I had to do that while my friends were playing sports and going to the beach. And for me, I just despised it. It was, you know, something I was like, I don't want to do this. This is not cool. All my friends are doing something cool. What I learned later on was that I fell in love with hospitality in making memorable moments for people. We have people from all different walks of life, you know, young people, old people, people with different backgrounds, different religions that were coming to our restaurant to enjoy breakfast, to enjoy barbecue. It wasn't even barbecue at the time, it was just breakfast. But they fell in love with a certain part of the restaurant. Mm-hmm. They go, that's my table. Mm-hmm. That's where I sit on the back patio. Mm-hmm. You know, this is where I celebrate mom's birthday. Every time mom's birthday, we come to, you know, back in the day, it was called Country Comfort.
Yeah.
Now it's Cali Comfort Barbecue. Now it's just Cali BBQ, Cali Barbecue Media. But one of the things that we learned over that time is to stay true to yourself, if you stay true to yourself and to work on the craft of hospitality, you could build something remarkable, even if it does change. You know, I'm fortunate that I've done, you know, hundreds, if not thousands of podcasts now, and I get lots of great guests. You say, where's Be the Show, not the commercial? That came from a guest. Eric Schellenberger was on my show, and he said, Be the Show, not the commercial. And that clicked for me because that was something that registered as somebody that's been trying to get people to come to a place in San Diego. Like, we want people from all over San Diego, 3 million people, to come and enjoy great barbecue. Well, in order to do that, we had to be a show,
yeah,
not a commercial.
100%.
People don't want to respond. I mean, I have the 6-year-old son and a 4-year-old daughter, and ever since they were little and watch YouTube Kids, they know how to hit skip. Like, that was the first button that they learned how to interact with.
It's crazy.
Like, I'm going to hit skip because I don't want my content interrupted.
Yeah.
But, you know, they'll watch a creator, a young kid, play with dinosaurs, and they'll tell, you know, me and my wife, hey, I want that dinosaur.
Yeah.
Because, you know, whatever, Jimmy's playing with this dinosaur.
Yeah.
So it's like, be the show, not the commercial. Show the things that people want to see, that they're curious about.
Yeah.
So much of what we do today, and we look at, if you go on Instagram, everything's the same.
Yeah.
You know what you're going to expect. If you come to a barbecue brand, what are you going to see? Meats coming off the smoker, ribs, brisket, wedding beads, mac and cheese, peach cobbler. Of course, that's what you're going to show. You're going to show pictures of the bar.
Yeah.
But who's going to show somebody unboxing toast equipment?
Yeah.
We are. Why? Because we're crazy like that.
Yeah.
And Toast is our primary technology partner. We made a Toast unboxing video literally right here where we're sitting. I had people laughing at me, making fun of me, saying, why are you spending money? Why are you spending time making a video of you and your general manager and business partner unboxing hardware at your restaurant? And I said, watch me.
Yeah.
I know that there's other restaurant owners on earth that are on Aloha that are wanting to switch. They don't know if they should switch.
Yeah.
They have fears. They have concerns. We're going to talk about those fears and concerns that we have. Mm-hmm. We're going to share that story, and we're going to publish it on YouTube. We're going to publish it as a podcast, publish it as a blog, put it on Instagram, put it on Facebook, put it on Twitter, put it everywhere.
Yeah.
And guess what? Once we published that video, within 3 days, Chris Comparato, the CEO of Toast, had shared it through thousands of employees in Toast.
That's amazing.
Why? Because every business on earth needs social content.
100%.
Every business. Apple, they need social content.
Yeah.
As big as Apple is, as big as Nike is, as big as Tesla is, they need social proof.
Yeah.
Do you know why I bought a Peloton during the pandemic? It wasn't social. Because Peloton advertised.
Let's say somebody else.
It was because one of my friends got their fat ass on them Peloton and put on Instagram stories, hey, this is me riding a Peloton. And then me and my fat ass going like, babe, maybe we should get a Peloton in the house because I don't have that gym membership, but maybe I could get my fat ass on the bike.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why I bought it. And that's social proof. That's social selling. And that's what we're talking about in the B2B space, is that business owners, it doesn't matter what business you're in, we have vendor partners.
Yeah.
But what do we do as a business? We focus on our own content. We want to tell our own story.
Yeah.
If you get good at storytelling, you can tell all the stories around.
Yeah.
Stories happen every
day.
We make decisions on everything we buy. There's a chair company that manufactures this chair. I don't know who the chair company is. If I did, I would name drop them on this podcast in hopes that I could get a sponsorship deal. But I'm not, because all we need to do is do a better job of understanding if we're willing to be uncomfortable, if we're willing to bring cameras out, if we're willing to go drive to San Diego, fly from New York, come from Tempe, Arizona. If you're willing to do that work, magic can happen.
100%.
And it's not just for us in this room. It's once we publish it online, you have no idea who's watching on LinkedIn.
Yeah.
You have no idea who's listening on Spotify.
Yeah.
But once you do it, guess what? That's how you and I are here.
Yeah, because we got connected.
We literally wouldn't be here if it wasn't for the internet.
100%. And that's, and what's funny is that when people are in social, they're by nature lurkers. Like, there's so many people that are lurking all the time. They're looking for what is that connection point. And when they see that, and they just, it attaches so sentient to what you want to be or become or be a part of. And that is so amazing. And it's funny because you talk about this unboxing hardware, Toast, right? Why is that so impactful? Well, if the technology and the hardware can actually make your restaurant run more efficiently and be more hospitable, why would you not want to talk about that? You talk about the story. If you walk in the shop, like this restaurant, it feels like home, right? Like, you know, I live in New York. I get to go out to a lot of cool spots, and some places are very like nice, high end. It's that great experience. But sometimes you just want to go and have food where you just feel comfortable.
Yeah,
you know, and that's what this feels like. And if you can make that more comfort through technology, that's the game. That's why this podcast exists. And you talk about social and these experiences. And I think, why do you think hospitality brands aren't leveraging this power? I mean, you're seeing it more often because obviously you're a big part of that, but why, what do you think the hesitation is for these hospitality brands to not be on social, to not be sharing on social proof, to not be talking about their problems and their fears of running their businesses?
To be honest with you, I think what's happened in the last 16 years, June 29th, 2007, do you know what happened? It was the day the first iPhone was released.
Wow.
June 29th, 2007. And why is that an impactful date? Well, it's an impactful date for us. Number one is that we opened in 2008. So we literally built our business on the backs of Web 2.0. Mm-hmm. Of all of these different apps that are on a smartphone that allow us to publish on the internet. Mm-hmm. I don't need to ask for permission to publish a YouTube video. I don't need to ask for permission to publish a podcast. I don't need to ask for permission for Instagram, Twitter, X, Threads, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
All I have to do is be willing to get into the sandbox.
Yeah.
Most people are unwilling to get into the sandbox to get messy because they don't want to look stupid and they don't want to sound stupid. The same reason people don't want to do a public, I mean, number one fear, people don't want to give a public speech, right?
Yeah.
Why? Because they don't want to look stupid and sound stupid.
Yeah.
I too didn't want to look stupid and sound stupid. Being on the West Coast in San Diego and cooking craft barbecue, you know how many people talk shit to me?
A lot, probably.
A lot, still to this day. I'll live stream on TikTok. I did just last Sunday, 10,000 people. Comments, Texas knows how to barbecue. California doesn't know shit about barbecue. What do you think you're doing? We're from Kansas. You guys don't know what you're doing. I'm like, well, you're obviously watching me.
Yeah, because I mean,
you're watching me. Is your local spot in Kansas City live on TikTok? No, they're not.
No.
Well, why not?
Yeah.
I'm arguing that they should be. Because if they are live on TikTok, all of a sudden, I literally went live on TikTok on a Father's Day. I had 100,000 people on a live TikTok. The next day, somebody that was in North Carolina was watching that TikTok. And he said in the comments, like, I'm going to visit my daughter in San Diego.
Yeah.
I'm coming to your shop. No bullshit. The next day he came.
That's amazing.
Like, that's not an ROI. People go, well, what's the ROI of doing this content? Or how is it going to affect my sales? That is a story.
Yeah.
That man came with his daughter, who's in the Navy, and came to what sat on the front patio, goes, literally, I watched you for free on a TikTok live, and now he feels connected to me and I feel connected to him.
Yeah.
And I'll go and I'll tell it on stages and I'll go and tell it on podcasts. Why? Because we have the greatest tools in our pocket if we're willing to do it.
Yeah.
But your question is, why don't we do it? Because we overthink it. We're not willing to look shit. Like, why didn't we start a barbecue brand? Why on the West Coast, most people aren't willing to make bad barbecue. We made a lot of bad barbecue.
Yeah.
We made a lot of bad podcasts, a lot of bad videos,
yeah,
a lot of bad Instagram posts. We still make posts where people don't watch shit.
Yeah.
So and most people would go, oh, my ego, like no one liked my LinkedIn post. So I'm not going to post.
Yeah.
Or my engagement is down. Or the algorithm doesn't like me. None of that matters.
Yeah. That's why I started off this off about lurkers. Like, you know, I've done a lot of LinkedIn content. I used to run an agency, a sales agency. And the funny thing is while the videos I was posting and things I was doing never got a lot of engagement, every time I posted, I had 5-6 messages in my inbox. People wanting to work with me, wanting to have a conversation, ask me advice. And just to have that conversation and give that value away for free and to pick up the phone was just an amazing experience that, if nothing else, left them with one step closer to what they are trying to achieve. And whether I saw that or not, being able to get them one step closer was a win for me. And that's similar to what you do with free content, right? Put it out so other people can learn and feel some kind of way, can learn something, can understand and connect to it. And that story you talk about is amazing because, you know, they told 15 other people. And so at some point, somebody's going to be there from North Carolina and be like, yeah, this guy saw you on a TikTok. He came here, had an amazing meal, and said, if you're ever in San Diego, 10 years later, here I'm in San Diego,
that's
trying this out. And that's amazing.
That's the story.
And that is why these things matter.
Well, I mean, before, what would you have to do? You'd have to pay $20,000 to get on the local news to have an advertisement.
Yeah.
To have 10,000 people watch you. Now, if you go live on a platform, you might have 10 people watch you.
Yeah.
What if one of those people wants to invest in your company because you have the courage, you have the balls to do something that no one else is doing?
It's amazing. I mean, even to the point where Nick, who is down here from Arizona with us, is, you know, he was like, you should reach out to Sean. And I was like, I remember looking up your LinkedIn and I was like, I'll reach out to him, but see if he even responds. Like, I thought maybe you were too big for me, right? And like
weirdly available
within 5 minutes. Hey, I've got, I can do a 15, 20 minute call with you. And you actually gave me 35 minutes.
Yeah.
You said 20 minutes, we had a 20 minutes call.
Well, you had something to say. I gave you extra time.
And I love that. But like, and that's the difference, right? It was just, it's that. And because of that, so many different things have opened up. We got to meet up in Chicago at the National Restaurant Association show, made this magic happen, flew out across the country, and then realized so many different interlocking circles in the hospitality space. And now, if I was afraid, when I looked at your profile, I was like, maybe I shouldn't shoot my shot.
Yeah.
Instead, I shot my shot, had a 35 minute call with you, and look what happened.
Yeah.
And these are things that, even if it's something simple, asking for help, so many people are afraid to even ask for help. And that's where I think that the power of content in this space is just talking about it. Talking about, not only, so many people fucking talk about wins all the time. They're just like, me. And it's like, talk about real life stuff. And we talk about things that matter, even if it's scary.
For sure.
It's connected. And that connectivity and that emotional grab changes the game.
My grandfather, you know, the things that I talk about on our shows, restaurant influencers, digital hospitality, it always comes down to the lessons that he taught me, which is stay curious. Get involved, ask for help. If you are not curious, you'll never listen to a podcast, you'll never pick up a book, you'll never attend a seminar.
Yeah.
But that's just the tip of the spear.
Yeah.
Being curious doesn't move you forward. You actually have to get involved.
Yeah.
You know, one of the greatest lessons my grandfather taught me was, Sean, are you sitting in front of the class? You know, I was raised by him. He wanted me to get good grades. And I was like, no, I don't want to sit in the front. Cool kids aren't in the front of the class.
Cool kids in the back.
Sit in the front of the class. Raise your hand, ask the question, stay after if you have a question. And now, you know, I'm meeting with my son who's in first grade and my daughter who's, you know, in daycare, and I'm trying to teach them the same lessons.
Yeah.
Getting involved, staying after, the same thing in sports. Who's the one, who's Kobe? Kobe's the one that's there when no one else is.
Yeah.
There. He's the one that's putting in the extra work. And then finally asking for help.
Yeah.
Kobe Bryant, the greatest basketball player, is texting Michael Jordan at 2 a.m. asking him questions about his turnaround jumper.
Yeah.
Why? So he can level up.
Yeah.
I mean, if he's not going to ask, he has to have the humility to ask the greatest basketball player, Michael Jordan, of all time.
Especially if you were trying to be the greatest, which is Kobe, Mamba mentality, you know, and you could put him up there in that conversation.
But if you're not willing to go and find people that are playing the game within the game, and willing to go, hey, I don't know, let me ask a stupid question. Because what's a stupid question to you might help someone like me better articulate to someone else.
Yeah.
It helps move my business forward.
Yeah.
The more that, you know, you and me and Nick, we have conversations. Now I know, oh, wow, that's really interesting.
Yeah.
Maybe I can better help my clients using this.
And it ties all those loops together. And I love how you bring up like asking these things in a stupid question, right? Is I think so much now we're afraid of failure and we have to have everything perfect because we do have all the digital tools that we have to be perfect. And this idea of being perfect, how do you know what perfection is if you haven't failed once or twice? Right. And the challenge goes back to stop trying to be perfect. Like good is good enough. And then you can evolve off that, like thinking about you. So we talk about getting into this. So you started a barbecue joint, right? And now you're in the media game.
Yeah.
When you were transitioning into the media game, pretty sure your early content, if you look back,
it's terrible.
Exactly.
No one was
listening
to that shit.
So why are you so passionate about, and you talk a lot about PR, right?
Yeah.
Future PR is a video on LinkedIn, not
100%.
A press release. Why is this such a big deal to you? Why is it so, thinking about where hospitality is going, right? 2023, we're going into 2024, we're looking at a new digital age. Why is this so important right now? And how is it going to impact what happens in the next decade?
The most important thing, I mean, the reason that the thesis of our show, Digital Hospitality, is every business needs to be digital first, especially brick and mortar businesses. But every business is in the hospitality business, whether they know it or not.
Yeah.
Like, as humans, we crave memorable moments and interaction. Those memorable moments and those interaction, hospitality is kindness to a stranger.
Yeah.
When you and I meet, when we meet whoever this is that listens to this show for the first time, you're going to have a perception of who anyone is.
Yeah.
How you get welcomed. You know, I think of my son being a first time at a new public school. He's going in knowing no one.
Yeah.
You know, he actually went to a private kindergarten before. So all of these kids already knew him.
Yeah.
So he's walking into a space that he doesn't know. And I have to give him the skills to be a person that understands you don't have any friends yet.
Yeah.
But you need to show up.
Yeah.
You need to be uncomfortable. You need to observe. You need to see what's going on. But then you also need to get in. You need to get in the game. How do you get in the game? You ask questions.
Yeah.
You know, you be available. You be empathetic. You listen and you find out what is your role in all of this. And when I talk to brands, the reason why I'm so passionate about what I do is as much as I love barbecue and the restaurant business, I know from helping my grandfather at the end of his life write his life story, that storytelling is what I'm truly most passionate about. You know, having the time, spending 3 years with my grandfather and going from Bulgaria to Germany, where he went to medical school, all the way across Europe, and then writing a book, self-publishing a book, getting it translated into Bulgarian. So now when my children go back to Bulgaria, because my wife's Bulgarian, in my wife's village and in my grandfather's village, there's a book that I helped my grandfather write about his life story, about curiosity, about getting involved, about asking for help. Like, that's something that every person, we don't need to ask for permission to talk to our mother, to our grandmother, to anyone that we care about to get their story.
Yeah.
We always wait until it's too late.
Yeah.
But we think that no one cares.
Yeah. That's a great point. I think it's really easy that life happens so fast. It's easy to get caught up, especially in a digital world, to not pay attention to those moments, not pay attention to those stories, and to take the time to ask those today.
Yeah.
Right. And I love that you share that message. And I think that's such an important piece when we think about hospitality as a whole. When we would love, want to travel, we crave experience of doing these different things. What does that story mean to you? Like, when you go to that place and you have that experience, like, what are you going to take away when you go back home? What is it you're going to tell? Like, I mean, I can't wait to tell this story about the conversation the other day we had on the beach, right? We were talking about this morning, just sitting on the beach, talking business.
Yeah.
Your wife made a joke. It looked like we were in detention and time out, right? Because we were so locked in to just going around, and it was flowing. And it was like one person talking next, and there was no, well, what do you think? What do you think?
No,
it was just go. And it was safe space. And it was just one of those things where, like, you look up and we're like, what just happened?
Yeah, we were just on the Coronado Beach with the perfect sunset on the perfect day, talking about the things that we all love to do.
Yeah.
That literally put us really at that point at that time.
Yeah. I'm never gonna forget it.
No.
Right. And like, it's
not only you're not gonna forget it, but we took out our phones and we took pictures and we took videos of them.
Yeah. To capture.
Did we need to do that? No. Yeah.
But was it awesome?
But when I look back at that photo, or I look back at that video 5 years from now and go like, holy shit, look what you made.
Yeah.
Look what you made. Look what we made together.
It's gonna be fun.
And the best part is that we're willing to share those secrets with people that listen to this content.
Yeah.
Because I don't have all the secrets. I'm just going to share all the things that I've messed up along the way and all the things that have worked out.
Yeah.
We've messed up a lot and we're nowhere near where we want to be.
Yeah.
But we know that we're onto something that pulls us out of bed every single moment. Every single moment.
What is that drives you every day?
Every single day, I know that what my grandfather asked me to do, I can help other brands do.
Yeah.
You know, right now we've been so focused in the hospitality tech space, working with companies like Toast, like Restaurant 365, Ovation, Seven Chefs, Marquee, so many incredible brands that have come to us to help them better tell stories on the internet. But I know that that's just one sector of the business. I know that back to the chair company, back to the alcohol company, all of these companies have a story that they don't think is worthy of the internet. And more people are starting to understand that's what people want.
Yeah.
People don't want a commercial. Stop. Stop with the bullshit. People don't want a commercial. We're tuning out commercials. We have DVRs. Like, nobody wants that.
Yeah.
We want a show.
Yeah.
Bring me into the show.
100%.
I don't care what business you're in. If it's a boring business, if it's whatever you don't think is cool, someone else on earth is trying to build that same business.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, even think about, you used the example of the chairs, right? They might be selling to an end consumer, right? So it's not a sexy B2C, like, I'm buying this cool chair, but for a restaurant owner, why is this chair important? What is the look and feel that you're looking for? What is the vibe that it brings? And understanding who made it and their story can also help you be more like, I want more of these chairs. I want to continue to work with this company no matter what.
Yeah.
Because I love this story, and then the look and feel fits what I'm trying to do. And like, those are things in the B2B space that we forget to think about, because we think about video as such a a B2C play.
Yeah.
But really, when we think about these experiences, technology, for example, all the companies you shared.
It's not B2B. It's not B2C. It's H to H.
Yeah.
It's human to human.
I love that.
Technology is just the thing that helps distribute it.
Yeah.
And it does it for free. We're fortunate that we have internet access. We're fortunate that we have smartphones. Why are we not capitalizing on it?
100%.
This is H to H.
I love that you share it because our founder and I joke.
Don't steal that, Nick.
it's funny because my founder and I talk all the time. Like one of the core missions of our company is to give creativity and time back to humans.
Yeah.
To do the things that they love to do, right? And when we think about what that means, the greatest mark about Omniboost is that you don't know that you're using Omniboost.
Yeah.
Right. But I want people to know that we're using Omniboost. I want people to know our story,
yeah.
Our founder brand, our origin stories, how we came about, why as a SaaS platform, you should use us to connect the dots in your tech stack. And so it's crazy because for us, that's the human to human thing, right? Yeah. Is if we do our jobs right, you'll never know. As a restaurant owner, you may never know that your toast is connected to something else through Omniboost, but you can know who we are,
yeah,
and you can know our story, and you can know what we do, and that can open up a world of possibilities. And that, to me, is so amazing, is that human-to-human piece. And that's how we're all in this room today, and that's a cool thing. And so many brands fail to do that, especially when you're hospitality.
They're starting to figure it out. And I think the problem that most modern marketers have is the asking for help, is understanding that there's a risk of disrupting what's currently happening when you go and you start talking about a TikTok channel. How we do a TikTok channel? How do we add video? How do we incorporate all the things that we know we need to do?
Yeah.
It's easy. Like go to the app store and figure out what are the most downloaded apps.
Yeah.
That's where attention is. Like that's Gary Vee. That's basic, no matter what. We don't need to argue that.
Yeah.
But how do we do it is the question.
Yeah.
Well, we do it by having uncomfortable conversations.
Very uncomfortable.
You know, I talk about this all the time, is that most companies, the bigger that they get, the harder it is for a sales team and a marketing team to work together.
Yeah.
The marketing team makes their own collateral. Sales teams make their own marketing collateral. Why? It's because the marketing team's not talking to the sales team about the pain points.
Yeah.
The pain points marketers don't think are sexy.
It's true.
Salespeople know what closes deals.
Yeah.
What closes deals is the pain points of their customers.
Yeah.
Let's make content about that.
Yeah.
What are we doing here?
Yeah. Because we need to create content that speaks to them. And that's sometimes where the disconnect is.
Why are you making a toast unboxing video? I'm making a toast unboxing video because there's a lot of people on a legacy point of sale system
that need to get off.
That are curious about online ordering.
Yeah.
That are curious about cloud-based POS systems.
Yeah.
That are curious about what Toast is doing.
Yeah.
Well, if I answer that question, I'm helping a lot of restaurant 100%. Owners.
Versus another PDF about something that no one cares about anymore.
A deck and a demo?
Yeah.
Come on.
I am so against using decks anymore. Like a couple of slides, great, but no. And so many times, like the deck and a demo approach is there's no discovery. There's no conversation. There's no asking those questions. It's like, here's our solution. And it doesn't work.
Right.
And this is where those things change, because then the other beautiful thing about creating the content is now I have something that I could reach out to you. Hey, I saw you doing this TikTok and blah, blah, blah. It's a natural conversation starter. It there makes the connection. You're more likely to want to engage back, and then magic can happen. And that's where also for brands to put themselves out there. And
is it easier to share a website or is it easier to share a video from a social platform?
Lean.
Of course.
All day.
I have 60 seconds for a video.
Yeah.
If it's got a strong hook, if it's got a story, if it's another business owner solving a problem.
Yeah.
Done. All day. Show it to me.
Yeah. Because
wait, they did what?
Yeah.
Are you telling me they use Davo? Davo's a sales tax automation tool for $50 a month that integrates with your point of sale system. And all of a sudden they don't have to deal with bullshit sales tax anymore. How do I not know about that? How's this business owner no longer worrying about filing sales tax and they've automated their sales tax?
Yeah.
Well, why don't I know about that? Well, I do because there's video about it.
Yeah.
There's some other restaurant owner that has multiple restaurants that I wish I could be. Well, he's solved one problem that I'm spending hours, tens of hours, 20 hours of my management time dealing with something that should be automated.
Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, it's a game changer. So when you think about where Cali Barbecue Media is going, when you look at the future, what is the impact that you want to continue to create? What is the thing that you really want to like look back and be like, I made an impact there?
So much of what we do right now is brand focus. You know, it's helping brands highlight the humans that are actually working in their brands, highlight the customers that are actually using their products, using their services. But the bigger goal of Cali Barbecue Media, when I look back on this interview, is going to be, how am I helping other humans tell their family story? Because every business is family business.
Yeah.
Every business. We all have families that support, no matter if you're a solopreneur or if you're a publicly traded company.
Yeah.
Like, we are all invested in this thing we call life. And I truly believe that every person has a story that should be passed on to the future generations. And that goes from my grandfather, when I'm reading his book that I helped him write, to my son and my daughter. I know that other people can do that, not just through books, but through audiobooks, through podcasts, through video. And we take these steps for granted every single day.
Yeah.
Every single day, Thanksgiving's gonna come up. People are gonna go to their family's house. They're gonna share the same stories that they've heard mom tell or dad tell or their uncle tell about the war, about the business. And they roll their eyes until it's too late.
And it's gone.
But this Thanksgiving, this Christmas, you can go and have that conversation and take the phone out and be a reporter and ask questions. You can do your due diligence and find out what other things were happening in the world when mom went through this. And I can ask her questions that will help her tell a different side of the story that then, when I have children, I can show.
I love that. I love that impact. I know we could talk for hours, so and we could keep going, but I always like to end the podcast with a best and a worst travel story. And it could be the same, but, you know, travel is such a, you know, such a satiant memory for us and creates experience. And I know you've been traveling a lot lately. So what's maybe a good and a bad travel story that you've experienced?
I can definitely do good. So because of content, because of storytelling, you know, one of my now close friends, Matt Rolfe, who's in Toronto, Canada. Shout out to Matt Rolfe, a phenomenal hospitality leader. He followed my content. Him and I connected, you know, over LinkedIn and over Instagram. He said, I need to get you to Toronto to talk to these hoteliers and to these restaurant owners. You know, let's figure out a way to make this happen. And not only did I go, but my wife, Rositza, my son, Colleen, and my daughter, we went to Toronto. Had an incredible, you know, conversation. I recorded a restaurant influencers episode with him there, the Toronto backdrop. Got to speak to incredible restaurant leaders, hotel leaders in Toronto, and then took my family to Niagara Falls. You know, it's like being able to go and do something that I love to do, but then bring my kids, and who just absolutely loved being on the boat and seeing, you know, this incredible, one of the wonders of the world. That's a magical thing. And people look at that and they go, well, how did you bring your family to do that? And I'm like, how could I not bring my family to do that? If I'm not building a business that allows me to go to Bulgaria every summer, where I can digitally still work on my restaurants, still work on my media business, you know, for 4 weeks to 5 weeks, I'm in the village. I have internet access. I have my smartphone.
Yeah.
I can podcast, I can do my Clubhouse calls, I can meet with my team, I can do business development, I can meet with my clients.
Yeah.
All of those things are available because I'm able to travel.
That's awesome. I love that. And it's such an amazing thing, right? Like, getting to have those experiences. And I think it's really important to think about, when we're traveling, when we have opportunities for business, how can we also tack that on, like the leisure concept, how can we also tack that on to have those experiences, not just be a thing for work, but a thing for life? I love and appreciate you sharing that. So how can our listeners find you? Where can they get in touch with you? All the things. I know you have a lot. I'll make sure to have them all linked in the show notes afterwards, but why don't you?
The easiest way is probably the primary playground's Instagram. So it's at Sean P. Walchef, SHAWNPWALCHEF. You could send me a DM on there. Restaurant Influencers is the show that we do on entrepreneur.com. We're very fortunate that show. We've been able to interview people like Rob Dyrdek, John Taffer, Emeril Lagasse, so many incredible YouTubers, restaurateurs. Digital Hospitality is a show that we've been doing since 2017. But at Sean P. Walchef, LinkedIn, one of my favorite playgrounds, and also Clubhouse. So Clubhouse, we host weekly calls on Wednesday and Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific time. That allows you to come on stage If you're ready to tell your story, if you want more practice with your elevator pitch, LinkedIn, Clubhouse is the place that we do that every single week. So come check us out.
Awesome. I'll make sure I have those all linked in.
You haven't been on Clubhouse with us?
Not with you. I was on Clubhouse for a while, but haven't been on in a while. So you can expect to see me.
Rob will be on Clubhouse.
This is the call out right now.
You're on TikTok?
I'm on TikTok, Instagram, all of them.
Threads?
Threads, yeah.
X?
Yeah.
All that. Snapchat?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Snapchat mostly for family
stuff. Twitch?
I do not do Twitch. I follow a lot of people on Twitch, though. Okay. Like, I watch a lot of Twitch. I Call of Duty, follow a lot of gamers. So I'm on all the, I've dabbled in all the platforms. For me, mostly YouTube, Instagram, and TikTok. And then LinkedIn's my like hub, right?
Perfect.
So those are my kind of four. Because I figured there's so many and I want to play with them all, but focusing on one or two where I can really tell my story and show off who I am allows me to do that on those.
Can you do it slowly?
Mostly. I've fallen off recently.
Because of work?
Yeah, I've been traveling a lot. And I actually post my stories daily. I will say this. I post my stories daily.
Okay.
Because I'm always needing to put something out there.
Yeah.
But I don't always have to post. Like, that's the difference. I think that's also the key, is understanding where you can utilize the daily things versus other content and then splicing that up.
How many shows do you do?
This is the one show that I do.
One show.
Yeah. Well, I have a second show on Entrepreneur called The Bare Necessities, which is on pause right now. But I did 110 episodes and then put it on pause for the rest of the year as I built this show up.
Beautiful.
So this is my second show, and I've been on, I can't remember. So I lost count around 50 as a guest. So I love getting to do the rounds, then traveling to events and all those things. So I'm trying to be everywhere, everything all at once.
So if you're curious about Rob, you have to listen to our digital hospitality episode, because I'm going to throw him under the bus. Uh-huh. I'm going to depose him. I'm going to ask him all the tough questions, all the things you wanted to know about Rob. He's going to go through the ringer.
Well, we're going to have fun with that. Make sure you like, subscribe, review the podcast, do all the things, be a tier one. This is another episode of Hospitable. Sean, thank you so much for being on the pod and for hosting us here at Cali Barbecue. We appreciate you.
Absolutely.
Awesome.